Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Ah!
We have...
Of my face!
We have a fly that is only in our workspace. It is in the Morning Scramble office.
And it's been there for days.
And it will not leave. And it really likes pestering. It was mostly you the last couple days.
Yeah.
Now it's working both sides of the room.
Oh, yeah. He's being generous now. It is just, it's so annoying. You're just sitting there trying to do your work, focused, honed in on whatever it is you're reading. And he just dive bombs your head.
All the time.
It's always my face or in my hair.
Yeah. Like, ugh. What I don't get is this is the time of year when they start to slow down.
Oh, not this one.
No.
He's just picking up.
Why?
I don't know. I don't get him. I don't understand. And he doesn't stop. I kept thinking, I'll get him when he lands.
No, he also, I think he's strategic. He'll land, but he'll land it like you're going to hit your head?
He landed on my mouse. On my computer mouse. I can't do that. I'll click something.
You want to swat that where you open up the dark web?
I could get the dark web going, and then where would we be? On the dark web.
Probably where the fly lives.
The dark web. It's one click away.
And that fly is the gateway.
And he just goes then on the keyboard. And
yes. He just bounces from letter to letter. He knows the URLs.
This is insane.
He's a harbinger of death.
It's darkweb.com, right?
Probably.
Probably.
Here's my suggestion. Producer Ben.
Solution-gestion.
It's a suggestion. Let's have Producer Ben do it. Lock him in our office for 4 hours. Do not come out.
Until you've caught that fly.
Yes. And very similar to the Wizard of Oz, we need to see it. Bring me the broomstick.
Bring me the fly's corpse. Don't say I hit it and then I don't know where it went.
No.
That's not what we're looking for, Ben.
You need to terminate it, grab it, come in here and show it.
Like a cat
that caught a mouse.
I will not believe it until we see it. I want it belly up.
Yeah.
I want legs in the air.
P-O-D. Proof of death.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
That's all we're asking.
Okay.
Just get that fly out of our office today.
Ben's got a special project.
And I'm willing to give him the show. If it takes all day, I'll work at a different workstation.
Be it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
This building has other computers.
Yes.
I can figure it out.
Until the fly is no longer with us.
Dead.
That is Ben's assignment.
We're not even going to use the terms of passed on or crossed over.
No.
Until that fly is murdered dead. Murder dead it.
Whoa. Murder dead it. Well, I don't know if we're going to have that be our chant. We'll put that on our shirts.
Murder did it. Murder did it. Murder did it.
We have so many other things to do, but we want Ben on assignment today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess I get it. This time of year, there's a lot to look forward to, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we are looking down the barrel of holiday after holiday after holiday. But you have to take them as they come. Right?
Is this a critique on retail getting ahead of themselves or something else?
It's not retail. This is the city of Pittsburgh, one of our major cities in this country.
It's where the three rivers converge.
Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Put up a Christmas tree.
No.
In downtown Pittsburgh.
Now?
2 months prior to the holidays.
Why?
I don't know why. I haven't gotten an official announcement from the city. Explain yourselves.
Ever been over to that part of Pennsylvania?
I have not.
It's God's country. It's logging. It's beautiful trees. You have an
abundant... Morgan Wallen lives there?
Possibly. It could at least a mountain home. It's beautiful, though. There's pine trees everywhere. We went to a Frank Lloyd Wright home, Falling Water. It's very famous.
Yeah.
It's kind of tucked in that area in the Allegheny Mountains. But it's logging. It's my point is, you don't need the tree today. You are surrounded by pine trees.
But did they just get excited? Like somebody was going to fell a tree and they're like, oh, we'll take it. This is perfect.
But they're going to fell another one tomorrow.
You're going to fell another.
And you're going to fell one again in mid-October. Why the tree that was felled yesterday?
I don't have.
That is too soon.
An explanation as to why. I can tell you that they have a tradition. When they do put up their tree, sometimes before Halloween, they put it up in this plaza that's in the middle of an ice skating rink.
Okay. Are they just prepping?
No. The ice rink isn't even open.
Okay, this is too soon.
The ice rink isn't open. The tree is up way too soon. People are confused. Even children, Eric. The local TV station did a story on it because everybody's just a little bit confused. I mean,
I-9 was on the scene.
Yeah, their version, whatever.
Pittsburgh's I-9.
They interviewed a kid. Little boy, his name is Marcus, and Marcus says, I'm really excited because I thought we were going to skate. But you can't because the skating rink doesn't open until November 14th.
So what is the city saying?
I gotta say, they should have waited for Halloween.
At least Halloween.
Give me a statement, city of Pittsburgh. Explain yourselves.
Do you think Mrs. Pittsburgh went to Mr. Pittsburgh, so we gotta clean out the basement?
We got... Are we keeping this?
Is it even a good tree? Before we get to the... You gotta clean out that basement, Mr. Pittsburgh.
Maybe it was like... We've had that tree, and we've never put that. Is it like a fake tree? Like, is it even good anymore?
It's been in the box for, we didn't do it last year. Let's double check it. Make sure that you are supposed to let the branches fall.
Maybe that's it.
So they're giving themselves ample time.
They're checking their artificial tree.
To make sure all of the large artificial limbs fall on the Pittsburgh large artificial tree.
That's the only explanation. Because it's
too soon.
It's way too soon.
On every level, it's too soon.
If you want to do it November 1st, do it November 1st, but not now.
Unless you're going to decorate it with Halloween decorations.
Oh, maybe they're going to put a really big sheet over the top and it's going to be a tree ghost.
It's a ghost!
Ooh, Pittsburgh, you spooky.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I feel just a little mischievous. This morning, I wasn't trying to do anything, first of all. Let me defend myself, firstly.
Okay.
I was not trying to push anything on anybody. I have just actually been enjoying Taylor Swift's new album.
Sure.
Okay? Sue me. I get home, I like to listen to something with my 9-year-old. She thinks it's fun. We sing a song together. I start making dinner, and last couple of days, I'm like, just play the album. And so I'm just playing the album. I'm just listening through everything. And my husband gets home, and he's like, ugh, this again. Same songs. Taylor Swift.
It's everywhere.
It is. It's like, sorry. I had to laugh to myself, though, because later last night, we're like cleaning up after dinner. You know, I've already played the entire album while I was making dinner. And even it was off, it was done. She played through the whole set, meal's over. My husband's doing some dishes. And as he's putting dishes in the dishwasher, he starts humming to himself, Opalite.
This was one of my favorites from the movie.
It's a banger, I tell ya. And he's like, oh God. And then realizes what he's doing, right?
It's infectious.
It just took over. And he's like, oh no, now I'm in it. Like, I don't want to be a part of this.
I've been trying to avoid it. It surrounds me everywhere.
It was not his choice, but suddenly he knows the words to Opalite.
She knows what she's doing.
She's good.
She gets in your brains and in your head.
It just made me smile so much.
Got another one.
Got him.
I guess I'm asking for forgiveness, not permission.
Okay.
But I just need to, what did I call it? It's a good to know.
It's just a good heads up.
If something weird goes on with my arms today, I have a medical excuse.
Okay.
Right now, my left arm has the flu.
Oh.
Got my flu shot yesterday.
Okay.
And it's my annual checkup. I've got health history, so I always do a blood draw. I'm one vial of blood low on my right arm.
Oh.
So both arms are coming in a little weird today.
Are you going to be able to push all those buttons over there?
So far, I haven't like worn them out yet, but I don't know.
God, don't you hate that though?
Which part?
The achy after the shot.
Actually, my left arm feels weirdly fine.
Is that where you got the flu?
That's where I got the flu. Right in the old bicep,
usually,
tricep zone.
The flu is like, ow, yeah, right owie, about there. Owie.
Well, it hasn't taken hold yet. So,
but it will.
It will.
It will take over.
And then, you know, the old, and this is my favorite question they ask you. Which arm do you want? Do you ever choose?
I always choose left.
I always say, which one are you better at? You're the one administering it.
What?
I don't care.
You think they should be equal. You think they're better at one side or another?
Well, what angle are you coming at me from, bro? So,
where are you going to be, bro?
So as I'm sitting, because everybody goes to the doctor, like you sit down next to the computer.
Yeah.
So the blood pressure arm is the left arm. Might as well just put it there, right?
Yeah.
You're on that side of me.
That's where you are.
That's where the medicine is.
Yeah.
But when you walk into the blood draw lady, the way that room was set up, she was over by her computer on the right side. So I'm like, which arm? And she, do you care? I don't. She's like, which one has a better vein? I'm like, I have great veins on both arms.
Bragger.
Yeah.
Just go in there bragging.
And she looks, she goes, yeah.
Wow.
One little tourniquet, two taps, poop, poop, out. My favorite part, though, is what?
My favorite part is you bragging about your veins.
You guys, that's my new favorite part. I got great veins. My second favorite part is as the draw has finished, she goes, you feeling all right? And I don't have any trouble giving blood.
Uh-huh.
None. And I look at her, I'm like, when do most people say no? Because I want to have that conversation.
Yeah, how do you know?
I said, is it right now when they now realize what has just happened? She's like, no. They usually freeze for a second.
Uh-huh.
And then when I start to put the Band-Aid on, they go, what have you done?
I don't feel too good.
No, I feel great. But I just want you to know, both arms. Coming in a little wobbly today.
Oh, great.
Although my veins, top notch.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
An Iowan killed during an action in World War II has finally been laid to rest near his hometown of Pacific Junction in western Iowa. U.S. Army Air Force's Second Lieutenant Blaine Wilcox was on a bombing mission targeting an oil refinery in Germany. Plane was hit. All 9 crew members were killed. His grave was exhumed in Poland in 2022. They discovered 3 sets of remains buried with equipment, but no identification.
Oh, my.
They just knew they were American airmen from World War II. So you do the all of the testing, and we come to find it is Wilcox. He was 26 years old when he died October 7th of 1944, finally laid to rest 81 years later back in his home state near his hometown in Iowa. One facility, 3 Iowa beer brands. That is the plan. Single Speed Brewing, which is out of Waterloo, is going to also now house Peace Tree Brewing, which used to be out of Knoxville and they closed.
Yeah.
Peace Tree was recently purchased by Back Pocket out of Coralville.
Wait, so that's 3?
Yep. Single Speed stays home. Back Pocket, I believe, is moving production from Coralville to Waterloo. But Back Pocket is bringing along Peace Tree because they bought some of the recipes. And my understanding is Single Speed bought Back Pocket's intellectual property. So what they're going to do is Single Speed did a great job. I love urban revitalization. There used to be a Wonder Bread factory in Waterloo, and it was dormant. Single Speed moved in there.
Okay.
That is now their HQ. They're going to expand that to now have all 3 brands brewed in that one location. They still need some approval from the city of Waterloo. So I don't know if this impacts that brew pub in the Coral Landing where Back Pocket is, or if they're going to keep that location, then also do some canning and bottling and brewing out of Waterloo.
Yeah, that's just like a packaging
facility. Because that's a big, that was one of the first things that went up. The hotel went up, the offices for the Quarter Business Journal, I remember those went in there. They had some of the first like businesses on the bottom living on the top. And then Back Pocket built one of the first buildings in the Coral Landing. It's right in that roundabout, right by the hotel.
Yeah.
So that'll be the question. Does that stay a Back Pocket? Does it become a Big Grove?
Huh?
Eric's just asking questions now.
I don't know.
Big questions, yes.
Interesting.
But I do like the idea, though, that sometimes you have to consolidate. And they're putting that all under one roof. So that's some...
And not getting rid of those recipes, right?
And those, especially if you go back to the fact that Peace Tree was one of the first craft brewers in the state.
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't ride that wave when all those other ones were popping up. But some of those... Shannon's still a big fan of Blonde Fatal, one of her favorite beers. And looks like that's all going to be made now under one roof in Waterloo. Well, while we're talking craft beer, none better. One of the best selections is Need Pizza in Cedar Rapids, who happens to be bringing you Need a Pizza beer fundraising run this weekend in Cedar Rapids. The event is put on by the PR Foundation. It supports vet, animal, and human resource charities or human services charities in our area. This year, they're going to donate all proceeds to Critter Crusaders of Cedar Rapids. It's $45 a person play along. There is a higher fee if you want to take part for a cash prize. So you go to Need, downtown Cedar Rapids. What is that, second? Third? One of those two.
I think it's second.
10 a.m. Pre-registration's great. And then the run is this. You start with a slice of pizza. You run a half a mile. You drink a beer. You run another half mile.
Love
you're
it.
Done.
Love
There's
it.
There's also a kid version where you eat a slice of pizza. You run a half a mile.
Root beer?
Drink a root beer.
Ah.
Or some sort of non-alcoholic beverage provided.
Good call.
And you run back. There's also a gluten-free option. You eat a slice of pizza. You run a mile. Half mile, you drink an appropriate beverage, and then you run a half mile.
So
you
do it with wine?
There's also an, I don't know if they have wine.
Oh, I would love that.
There's also an A&A version where you eat a slice of pizza, run a half mile, non-alcoholic version, and run a half mile, you're done. And then there's, I think the party is the post-party, right?
Right.
That's where it gets very exciting. But again, all the money goes to Critter Crusaders. Need a pizza and beer. Find that on Facebook. They'll give you all the details. That's got us feeling all right.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Got to direct you over to KZIA.com. You'll see that slider right there at the top of the website. You click on that, and you're going to see something called the Erie Address Book.
The way this works is we want to know about some locations that maybe go all out for Halloween. Do you have a really great display in your yard? Do you have a bunch of spooky stuff? Maybe there's a bunch of those inflatable things that are fun for kids to check out. We want to know about it.
You see these interactive maps all the time during the holiday season, during Christmas time. But I think people go equally all out anymore now with inflatables.
Yeah.
That idea of like the neighborhood haunted garage is kind of growing in popularity.
Yeah.
So if you're cool sharing that address, you put in a lot of work. You want people to appreciate it beyond just a couple blocks of your house. You want some people driving by and you're like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Go to our website and plot your address on our Erie address map.
There's finally a spot for you and your yard to be appreciated. Just go to kzia.com or clom.
No, don't try .clom. Oh, no. It's the Erie address is taking over Claire's mouth.
We'll cut this out in post.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Life of a Showgirl is out. People have been listening to it. And here's the thing. If you've listened to it and you don't like it, that's okay. In fact, Taylor Swift herself says that's okay. You cannot like it. She has been doing a lot of radio interviews. And on one, she says that when it comes to criticism, I welcome the chaos. The rule of show business is that the first week my album's release, if you're saying my name, album title, you're helping.
That's true.
Even if it's bad, right?
Bad PR is good PR.
Exactly. And she said, with art, I have a lot of respect for people's subjective opinions on art. I'm not the art police. It's like everybody is allowed to feel exactly how they want. And our goal as entertainers is to be a mirror. She says that this album in particular is very special for her because she's never made one from a place of joy, really. And she said this album is fun, a way to exhibit mischief and be flirty, make some jokes in it as well. And she's never done anything like that before. She said that she's often making serious, sad, cathartic music. And this was just from a place of happiness. So that's been a different experience for her.
Which I think is what's catching everybody off guard.
Yeah.
Right?
This doesn't sound like I thought it would, but surprise. Staying in the music realm, a little bit of a shadow cast on early Tuesday morning when Dolly Parton's sister, Frida, put people on edge. She revealed that she, Frida, was up all night praying for her sister, Dolly. Many of you know she's not been feeling her best lately. I truly believe in the power of prayer. And I have been led to ask all the world that loves her to be prayer warriors and to pray with me. She's strong, she's loved, and all the prayers being lifted for her, I know in my heart she's going to be just fine. Godspeed, my sissy Dolly. We all love you.
First of all, I didn't even know we had Frida Parton.
I didn't either.
In our lives.
This is a new character.
Here's what we were told a week ago. She has some shows coming up.
Yes.
She's going to take some time off. And then, did they say procedure?
She said that she needs to have, it's recommended by her people that she have a procedure.
Yes.
And she, you know, she's Dolly. So she kind of joked and said that it's time for like an oil change, right?
Got it.
Just got to tighten everything. And
can I just guess?
What?
I'm going to go bypass.
Heart?
Heart.
You're going heart?
Something where have to make you take a nap.
That's scary.
And they have to take parts of you out and in and you're on a machine that keeps you alive for a while.
Yeah.
That to me would warrant thoughts and prayers from a family member.
I think anytime you go under, it's scary.
Oh, you for sure.
You never know what's going to happen. We don't know exactly what's going on with Dolly, but everyone's just hoping that she takes that time, gets that procedure done, gets some rest, and comes back stronger than ever. Now, her sister has had to apologize because everybody was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It sounds death Betty.
It sounds very death Betty. She said she didn't mean to scare anybody. She's just a sister who believes in the power of prayer. And she thought that having a little extra prayer power on her side would be for the best. So, Godspeed, Dolly. Okay, there's a lot of award shows, and those award shows always honor humans. But what about our canine friends? The movie scene has changed just a little bit in the addition of a lot more horror movies, and there's a brand new horror movie called Good Boy that stars a dog actually being terrorized by evil spirits or something.
It's from the dog's perspective, I believe.
Yes, yes. And apparently, I have not seen it, but I have seen other people who have, and they say this dog just gives an incredible performance. It's a really thought-provoking piece and a different way to do a scary movie, right? And the dog deserves to be honored. So, a website called Den of Geek.
I actually know that website.
Of course you do. You've been on there several times. You're one of their geeks.
I'm one of the geeks who lives in the den. The Den of Geek.
The geeks decided to create a list of some of the best canine performances of all time.
All big screen, or can I go anywhere?
No, you can go anywhere. You know what? This is of the big and small screen.
So we got to have Lassie, right?
Number one.
Lassie's
yes,
number one.
You got it.
Yes.
Lassie is the number one. And that role was a role played by Pal, Lassie Jr., Spook, Baby, Meyer, and Hey Hey.
Got it.
That's a lot of different dogs playing Lassie, but
they all look like one collie to me.
Heck of a job. Heck of a job. Any other honorable mentions?
Beethoven.
Ooh.
Beethoven. Did Beethoven make the list?
Number nine.
Yes.
Yes.
Put it on the list.
Nine.
Count to nine.
Nine.
Woof, 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 woof. Keep going, Claire. Keep going. You get a treat at the end.
Beethoven gets more dings than any of the
He's a big dog.
I immediately went Toto from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, for sure.
Good. Terry, the Karen Terrier who played Toto in The Wizard of Oz, number three on the list.
Okay, then who's number two? Is it so obvious I'm just not thinking of it?
I already said it.
I didn't hear what you said.
The number two on the list is actually the dog who played
Oh, that was Nova. Number two. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of other dogs.
Indy, the Nova Scotia duck tolling retriever.
I had one of those.
Apparently that's a breed I've
never
heard
of. So you
mean
the hunting dog?
The hunting dog, Indy, from Good Boy, is number two on the list.
Got it.
Which is impressive, right? That's the most current thing. But you're thinking of all these, you know, Lassie, Black and White, just classic, iconic dogs in film. And Indy right up there on the top of the list.
I would like to see that actually become a category in the Oscars or the Emmys.
Send the dogs.
For animal performance. Any animal.
They will be so well behaved.
Yes.
They will sit there like good boys as they will.
You want to award a dolphin?
Yeah.
Cat?
No. The dolphin at the ceremony.
Spiders, arachnophobia.
Yes.
They had to be trained.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I'm sorry. I know that you don't like animals in outfits, but I would love to see a dolphin.
I'll see a dolphin in a bow tie.
With a bow tie.
Heck yeah.
Thank you very much. And that's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Ready to celebrate an adorable season, I feel.
It is the season of the spooky, but boy, you rearrange those letters a little bit. You give a little emphasis on the howl part of Halloween. And you start thinking about all the furry friends of ours. And what better time to feature what's happening just down the road from here on the Kirkwood campus at Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. So every Wednesday, we're going to drop a new video in a series we are calling Halloween.
It's the cute, spooky side of Halloween with the adorable little animals over at Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. There's been a lot of changes over the summer, and we thought we should bring everybody up to date with what's going on.
Yeah, they had to close down for a little bit after an inspection. They've been doing a ton of work on remodeling the building. So they gave us an inside behind-the-scenes scoop on that. And when you go behind the scenes, they let you go everywhere. You go into, well, I didn't because I'm allergic. You got into the kitty areas right where you walk inside, Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control.
Lots of cats, but there's only one kitten room. The kitten room, oh my goodness, those little guys like to play.
Dog kennels, as you work your way down the hallway, the best part is now we've adopted from Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. That's where Roland came from. They do a great job of doing introductory rooms for cats, and then the dogs, they can take you out to a fenced in area, get to kind of know the energy level of the dogs. We just also happened to be so lucky that when we started filming, they had just rescued that pig, Peppa, that had fallen off the back of a truck on Highway 100.
It was like day one of Peppa just being at Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. I don't know if she's still there or not, but we got to see her up close and personal, and she is featured in our video.
Yeah, non-adoptable Peppa. She's going to be off to an animal sanctuary. We also, and I guarantee, it's the cutest thing you're ever going to see. We have footage of Peppa playing with Peppa's best friend, and I don't remember the name of the dog. It's a three-legged puppy. They had to, it was, the conditions aren't even worth reporting. They're so horrible. How they found the dog.
Rough start to life.
They tried to save the, it was horribly abandoned. Mm-hmm. But they did have to amputate a leg. But he's make it do. You wouldn't know.
No.
A lot of fun, a lot of attitude as well. And we would love for you to watch that video. And every week, we're also going to get a link right to their page so you can learn about how you can adopt or be a volunteer or make a donation to Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control.
Yeah, the great part about this video this week is that we're just bringing you up to speed on some of the changes, the construction that's going on at Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. So if you've been worried about what's going on out there, check it out because it looks like it's going to be a great space for our pups.
Oh, for sure. And they stay open while the construction goes on. So you get all of the information plus an adorable pig and an adorable three-legged dog, and all the other adorable animals.
And Critters Plus. There's a hamster in there. There's a bunny.
There's a bunny rabbit. Give it a like. Give it a thumbs up. Give it a share. You can see that video right now. It's our first in an edition we're calling Halloween on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
When you are overseeing operations at Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control, you're up early.
Yeah, you are. You have to be. The animals are up.
I already have an update from our friend Lauren at Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. Peppa, going off once they find the right farm sanctuary, but is being helped by, you just had it.
Mm-hmm.
The sanctuary?
Yes, the animal Heartland? Sanctuary. Heartland,
No. Anyway, they're out of North Liberty.
Yeah.
But more importantly, the name of the three-legged dog, Rubbish.
I knew it was something like that.
Rubbish.
Like, it's a cute name because found in a dumpster, sadly.
Yeah.
Abandoned in a dumpster.
I didn't want to say that because it hurts my heart.
No, I hate that too. But they found him, saved him, rescued him. And yes, he lost the use of his leg. But oh my goodness, he's living his best life right now.
So working with the animal sanctuary for Peppa, once that gets figured out, Peppa not adoptable. Both, though, are so adorable and well worth your 2 minutes this morning.
Check them out.
To give a like, give a view. It's on the Z102.9 Facebook page. It also has worked its way this morning onto our website. Go to KZIA.com. You can link off to YouTube, and that video is there. We're calling it Halloween, and we've got some fun features in store every Wednesday throughout the month right here on Z102.9 with the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
It is the spooky season, and we are diving into it. Well, you and I aren't exactly, Eric. We have just the team to do it, though.
Good arm's length away from the supernatural.
Oh, yeah. I don't want anybody following me home.
I'll talk about it in conversation, but I'm not going to visit a location.
I'm fascinated by it. I want to hear all the stories. I don't personally want to be there, though. But you know who does?
Jaden at Night.
Yes.
Hey.
I always want to be where the spooky things are.
There she is.
Send me to the spooky things.
Well, send me to the spooky things.
We did. We sent you to an old abandoned YMCA building in Rock Island. You got a private ghost tour. You got to see the doll from the Annabelle doll, which is that alone
and
shocks me.
You liked it, right? You asked for this.
Yes.
I want to be clear, people.
Yes. I very much on the record that I want to go to these places.
Even though you yourself are very sensitive to kind of feelings yeah. that you get about a place.
Very much a empath. Spiritual empath is how I am described.
Spiritual empath.
Well, we'll see what this is going to bring you on Saturday. So Madison reached out. She's from the Waterloo Cedar Falls area.
She had a number of ideas.
Yeah. She and her husband like to investigate cemeteries, but they also are knee deep in the spooky season because they also help with a haunted attraction in Cedar Falls, Waterloo area.
Mm-hmm.
But what she claims, and they have had this investigated before. In fact, they brought in outside help about 7 years ago, but they've not done a recent investigation in the last 2 years. The haunt that they run seems to also be haunted in and of itself. It's not by the actors and the characters or the buildings or the jump scares. Something else is on the grounds of the haunt, and you are welcome to investigate.
And I'm excited. So here's the weird thing about me, though. I don't do haunted attractions. I don't.
You don't like scary clowns. You don't want a zombie after you.
No, I don't want to deal with any of that stuff. I don't need something jumping out at me with a chainsaw. Paranormal, I will take it any day of the week. So
okay.
I'm a little bit like almost more scared of going to this one than investigating an old YMCA. Because I'm like, can I make sure all the scare actors are cleared first?
Fair right. enough. And yes, that's why you have to wait till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to close the haunt and then you guys are going to start.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
After that.
I'm so excited.
We wanted to be very clear with her. And she's like, oh, yeah, no, it is over. It will be done, packed up. But there is things that happen when they're cleaning up, when, you know, actors are not on site, when it's not Halloween even, that they can't explain. These things just kind of happen. And when it's been investigated in the past, there's been some really spooky stuff go down.
There's a cabin on the farm property. The cabin seems to be the one that has a spirit that does not like to be messed with. Just going to give you a heads up there. They feature an old school bus in one of their scenes that tends to come to life on its own even when people are not in it. The claim is mannequins will move even when no one is in there.
Okay.
And then there's just...
okay.
The Neat. Lady in white, is that how it was described
yes,
to us? An entity that seems to haunt the grounds.
Perfect.
And this is where you will be on Saturday night, technically Sunday morning at 12 a.m.
It's like you told her, and then we're going to go to a candy store, and you can have any candy you want.
I'm so excited.
This is great.
She's lit up.
I'm bringing my spirit box. I'm bringing my dowsing rods. I'm so jazzed.
In the process of getting some equipment, too, right?
Yes.
All right.
If Amazon would let me order.
Well.
And yes, right now they're telling me why. They basically said it was like a fraudulent charge because I've never ordered stuff like this before.
They're doing their jobs.
Yeah, they're just like...
Just like you're doing your jobs
for us. Are
you
sure you wanted that?
Really?
You're protecting us from ourselves. Amazon's protecting you from fraud. It's fair.
Usually you get normal things like water filters and flip-flops.
The last thing you ordered was a scrub set. Now you're thinking about getting dowsing rods?
You okay, bro?
Something's wrong
here.
They
just wanted to know, are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you get hacked? Okay, so you're all in. We can give her the green light.
I'm all good.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
And midnight doesn't worry you at all?
I mean, as long as we're out of there before 3 a.m. 3 a.m. tends to be a really bad hour, so.
Okay.
I'm good.
I usually wake up at that time, so I cannot
It's a good
relate.
Hour for us. It's a bad hour for the supernatural.
Exactly.
We call it the Z-Files.
What? This just in. What?
When we get out of bed, it's mostly spook central.
You guys.
I don't like that. I thought we were distancing ourselves from this.
We tried.
You just threw us back
she
in the pool.
Keeps bringing us back in.
Follow along, Jaden and producer Ben, off to enjoy Heartland Farms in the Waterloo area Saturday into Sunday. Their report coming up Monday morning.
Can't wait.
As we continue our investigations on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.